This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Coach. We're coming off a tough Bartram Trail loss, and we're coming off a hurricane evacuation. We're coming off getting the game moved back. Now we're playing this Friday night against McIntosh County Academy at Glenn County Stadium. I imagine you're ready to play some football again.
Oh, definitely. We're ready. We're excited. We've had a really good week of practice, and maybe the hurricane did us a little good with trying to get some of our boys healed up.
Coach, I was out at practice yesterday, and you talked about how things were starting to come together on the injury front. You're starting to get healthy as a football team, and you had a little pep in your step. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it feels good when the players are running around out there, and the players having a pep in the step also help you get a pep in their step.
Yeah.
And we changed the practice habits up a little bit. We changed the practice routine up a little bit, and it seemed to help. It kind of refreshed us, motivated us, and then our defensive guys are coming back. We started the season with four injuries, and then we had one that got ejected in the first game, and now we got two of those guys back last week, and then now we have everybody back. So not everybody. We're still missing one of our linebackers, but besides that, we're looking as healthy, knock on wood, as we ever been on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm kind of excited to see that unit gear up at almost full strength.
Coach, you mentioned changing up the routine a little bit. Elaborate what you mean by changing the routine a little bit and as it relates to practice.
Well, a couple things that we did. One is we want to be an up-tempo team, and I don't feel in the first two games that we have done that. We weren't up-tempo like I want to be up-tempo, and then in the Bartram Trail game, our defense wasn't used to playing up-tempo because we were playing against an up-tempo team in Bartram Trail, and Bartram Trail gets cheap touchdowns and does things by getting to the ball fast, signing up and snapping it, and it tries to wear wears down your defense. And we've made a living doing that in the past, and I wanted to get back to it, and actually using the Bartram Trail film as a teaching tool for our kids, and that helped out a lot. And then we changed the practice routine up because of transitions from special teams to offense, or from special teams to defense, or how to react after a turnover. Right. You could sulk if you turn the ball over offensively. You can sulk defensively and get out there and not be fired up, and then the offense takes a shot on you because you're taking a playoff or not ready. So we're trying to prepare for those kind of things. And if we do turn the ball over, then our defense is going to get out there with excitement because it's another opportunity for them to play. Mm. Trying to have that type of attitude and trying to turn a negative into a positive, and maybe try to create a positive play out of something, get a turnover back, and then vice versa. Once our defense causes a turnover, how to get back out there and transition and to make the other team really pay for that turnover. Also, working positions on the field. It's not that we haven't been working the red zone. We haven't been scoring like we wanted to, but we've been working red zone stuff and doing good in practice. But transitioning from open field to the red zone, or from having a big play getting into the red zone, how do you approach that next step or that next snap and what you do? That's the kind of things that we worked on a lot, and having that tempo where it needs to be. And we're starting to execute it a lot better now, and I feel a lot better about our offensive unit in that than I've felt to this point in the year.
Dang, Coach, you sound like you're ready to suit up and play right now.
We are. We're ready to go. We've really had the last 2 days of practice have been really good, and I'm excited about it. today's practice is going to be another one of those practices where I just think we're really going to be able to get after it well. And even our kids, and, you know, we have morning meetings. They're ready to go. They sat in the meetings today. They were attentive. They were learning. They are accepting the mistakes they made. Those mistakes were pointed out. They saw the mistakes, and they want to get better at it. And if we keep that attitude, we'll get better as a team.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I didn't realize how good Bartram Trail secondary was. Those guys had some players in that secondary. And, you know, we're 0-2. I get it, you know, but we play some good football teams. I really think we're pretty close to being a pretty good football team ourselves.
Yeah, we are. We need to get these wins under our belt. You could tell in the atmosphere around our practice, you could tell atmosphere around the school and our kids that we are turning a corner. But in doing so, it's got to translate into wins, and it hasn't done that yet. So we need to start getting these W's put together. I know we play a really tough competition, but we want to be a football team that can play that tough competition and win, not play them close, but win them. And
Coach, McIntosh comes in here Friday night. You know, they've had a couple of bye weeks. You know, they had a bye week right after their first game against Pierce, and, you know, game last week got canceled, so they're probably going to be a little rusty. They haven't played football in a while. What does McIntosh do? Let's start with them on the offensive side of the football.
Well, McIntosh, they like to run the football. Number one, they're gonna run the ball, and then they're gonna take some shots downfield. They like to do vertical shots and rollouts, but they're gonna hang their hat on running the ball. Now they change up what they do. I think they would like to be a wing type team, but right now they got some players that their coach might feel is better suited in the eye, so they'll line up in pro eye set and come right downhill at you and try to be physical, and then they'll turn around and get in a wing set and try to beat you on speed sweeps, because they do have a couple guys that can run fast, and they got a couple good looking receivers they try to get the ball to downfield. I think they're searching for their identity still, but they're a group that is very they got some players that can hurt you. We got to be on our P's and Q's, and we got to play good fundamental football.
When we come back, Coach, we'll talk a little bit about McIntosh on the defensive side of the ball. So more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit, all deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment's brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Southern Hardware. Coach, defensively, and let me start by saying we're sitting here in the good thing about doing this broadcast in your office is we get to watch game film. McIntosh has better looking material than they've had in the last couple of years. They've got some couple of cats that look like they can play. So defensively, we looked at this nose guard they got and look at a couple other guys. Defensively, what kind of problems do they pose for you Friday night?
Well, they're going to bring heat and pressure. And whenever you bring as much heat as a team like this, they look like they want to be a 3-3 stack team, and they're going to put their defensive backs, you know, what I've seen so far on film is they're in man-to-man situations because they're bringing so much heat. In doing that, you're putting your DBs on islands. So the DBs, they got to be able to cover, you know, in the one-on-one matchups, and then they have to get to the quarterback. If they don't get to the quarterback, there's going to be a lot of holes out there, and you're going to have a lot of big play opportunities. So they're going to try to disrupt your offense by attacking extremely aggressive. And when you live by the sword, you also die by the sword.
So there's going to be an opportunity to make some plays on this defense because they leave their DBs on an island, don't they?
That's correct. There's going to be, plays are going to be made, and big-time players will make big-time plays in big-time situations. So we expect to have one-on-one matchups, and we expect our quarterback to get to recognize where the one-on-one matchup is, and we need to take the shots at those one-on-one matchups, and we win the battle. It could be a touchdown. It could be a big play. And it's the same thing, too, in the run game, not just in passing, but when they blitz like they do, if we break through the first level and it's man-to-man, we could be off in a foot race once we get to the second level, especially if the defensive backs' heads are turned and they're running in another direction.
Right. Coach, we're watching them blitz a lot. What kind of blitz packages does McIntosh run?
They run a Well, out of a 3-3 stack, you can do so many multiple blitzes. Sometimes they'll change it to a 3-4, which our region is very accustomed to seeing, because majority of the people in our region, they do that kind of stuff. And they're going to blitz off the edge. They love C-gap pressure. And then if they feel you're starting to fan out, then they'll start coming up the middle. But in the game film that we've seen that we have traded with McIntosh, you see a lot of C-gap pressure.
Coach, we got a home game Friday night, got a fundraiser Saturday night, so it's going to be an action-packed weekend for Pirate football. Talk a little bit about, Friday night, is it homecoming?
Oh, is it
the homecoming game? I forgot.
Yeah, Friday night's homecoming. I actually have is a first for me because I have a daughter now that's in high school. She's a freshman, and she made the freshman princess, so at halftime, I have to go out there for a minute, and I shouldn't say have to. I get to go out there for a minute and walk my daughter down the 50-yard line and be there and represent as her escort. So I'm excited about doing that. And then our mind will still be on the game, trust me. But at halftime, I have to do that for a minute.
I don't think the actual homecoming dance is until October, I don't think.
Yeah, they did it later just because of being such an early homecoming this year. It's early like this because after this week, we are going to be on the road
for a month
straight. So yeah. While everyone else is having homecoming games, we're going to be traveling and probably be in some other people's homecoming.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You talked about homecoming, which means they're going to have at halftime. It's going to be an extended halftime period at the stadium. So, you know, does that throw off your pregame and your preparations and things like that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. It throws off pregame more than halftime. It's okay. Pregame, we have to be off the field at 7. We typically don't get off the field till 7:15. So, that kind of stuff. You got to stay loose. You know, you got all these activities that are going on. And once you warm up, and you have to get off the field, and then you're sitting in the locker room for 30 minutes before you're getting out to go to play. Sometimes that could be a little bit of an issue. So we just got to make sure that we are not distracted during that time period, and we got to make sure we stay loose.
Okay, Coach, we're sitting here, like we said, you know, played two good teams at the start of the season. What's your assessment of our football team right now as we're getting ready to go into, you know, mid-September, you know, region slate starts the first week of October. Where are we at as a football team right now?
Well, like I said earlier, I believe we're getting a lot better. But what I want to see is it transition to a Friday night. So that's what I'm really looking for, is that transition to a Friday night where we come out, we put it together, and regardless of who we're playing, we put it together and we get a W, and we get a good W, not one that's questioned, not one that is in a close manner that we didn't play well. We need to go out, put it together. We need to play well, play like we've done the past 2 days in practice. If we get out there and we give the effort that we're capable of giving, I really think that we're going to have a good team out there to see it. But we got to transition our practice habits and attitudes towards the field for Friday night.
Coach, this football team, we've got some youth in spots, especially at some of the defensive line positions. You've got the youth on the
running back, too.
Running back. So, you know, how are these youngsters developing as football players? I know we got, you know, we're senior laden into secondary and things like that. Well, we got a sophomore back there playing right now. So just talk a little bit about how the younger guys on the football team are starting to develop as players.
Oh, I'm really excited about our younger guys' athletic ability. It's this freshman and sophomore class are probably two of the better classes I've had in my career. So getting them to mature and them to develop, that's going to be a fun thing, watching them grow up. But, you know, some of those young guys, because of the situation we're in, you know, in some of our positions, like running back, for example, we have four running backs on our roster that are capable of playing at the varsity level, but all four of those running backs are sophomores. We don't have any junior running backs, any senior running backs. So those youngsters there got to really step up and play well. On the offensive line, we have a freshman that's been getting a lot of playing time. He's really starting to develop. Of course, we're excited about him for the future, but right now, you know, you wish he was playing more on the freshman team than JV, but right now he's got to play a lot of varsity. Same with the kid on the defensive line, where I think both those kids are eventually going to be Division I players. Mm-hmm. We have a very big sophomore offensive lineman that's going to be a high-profile kid.
He looks good,
and but again, he's 14 years old. He's a young sophomore. So you got a couple young guys on there, and then you got some few seniors as well. That are in the mix. We got a senior quarterback now with Anthony Mountain, who's seasoned, and he definitely helps us out, bring in some leadership to the offensive side of the ball. You got a couple senior receivers in Marlon Carmina and Che Foy and Kyle Patterson. When Kyle's healthy right now, he's out, but you got those guys. And then you got a couple juniors with Amarion Whitfield and Tyrese Jones and our last year's, you know, all-region receiver, Xavier Bean.
All right, when we come back, Coach, we're going to talk a little bit about how you manage touches on offense. We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, we were talking Sunday night, and you had a chart that you was talking about where
opportunities, productivity, opportunities for touches, and actually, you know, one kid was like 8 for 10 or 10 for 12. One kid was like 10 for 27 on opportunity. Talk a little bit about your philosophy on how you manage touches for some skilled offensive players.
Philosophy-wise, what we try to do early in games is get the ball in to many different players' hands as possible to see who the hot hand is. And once you figure out who your hot hand is, then you kind of ride that as much as possible. If you have more than one hot hand, obviously you're going to be a lot harder to defend. But that's what we do as far as that goes. But we start to grade the productivity and of our players. And what we mean by productivity, it is not always – let's talk about receivers, for example. Like, we might target a receiver 20 times.
Okay.
And targeting that receiver 20 times, we might have only completed 50% of the balls, which is a, you know, it's a 50% completion rate to that receiver, which is not that good.
Yeah.
But it might not all be the receiver's fault. It could be the quarterback's fault on some of the throws, or and vice versa. It might not be always the quarterback's fault. The receiver might run the wrong route or do something. So we look at the productivity and measuring what, you know, where we are as far as how we are as a football team when we target that individual. And then how many yards they get as well, you know, and are we wasting a lot of reps trying to get the ball to a certain guy? Or because some guys you look at and they got the potential to be really good, but in the games they're not showing up and doing what they need to be doing. And you make a fatal mistake sometimes as a coach of keep trying to go at a guy because of his potential instead of his performance. So it helps us to manage that by looking at, all right, you look at the production rate. All right, production is performance. Mm-hmm. So who's the best performers that we got on the team, and that's who we want to try to target more of.
I noticed on my fantasy football team this year, Coach, that there's a new stat this year on the Yahoo thing that we play with. They got, on particularly on the receiver, it actually tracks now how many times they're targeted in the game and how many catches they actually have in yards from the targets that they get. And some of these guys on my team, they got to pick it up a little bit because they're getting targeted, but they're not getting a whole lot of production. So I got lucky in week one, but wow, if you look at those stats, it tells a whole different story.
It does. It does. It's the same thing with our high school team that we have here. I mean, we have a lot of guys that have been getting targeted, and they were shocked because they didn't think they were getting targeted as much as they were because they only had a couple catches. But they were targeted 10 times with only – 3 catches or 4 catches, and that's why you only, you know, we're targeting you, but we're not producing.
Right, and then that's a method that you can use to motivate and coach up your players. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, after McIntosh, you know, leaves Friday, we got a pro wrestling event at Brunswick High on Saturday. Starting at 6 p.m., doors open at 5 p.m. at the Brunswick High Gymnasium on Altam Avenue. Going to be a good event, and Coach Sean Pender looks like he may play a prominent role in some of the developments Saturday night.
Well, I don't know how prominent of a role, but I tell you this, it is going to be a fun event. I'm excited about it. I know that we're going to have a meet and greet session with these professional wrestlers right here in the field house a couple hours before the event. But the event's not going to even last that long, but it's going to be fun when you're there. It starts at, I think the actual event starts at 6:30, so you want to get there a little bit early. Make sure you get your seats, get the concession stand going to get your popcorn ready and get your seats. You have a great time and really watch the entertainment. It's a professional wrestling event.
It's going to be fun.
We have a lot of big name people that are going to be there. A couple locals,
yeah,
that are going to be in this thing, and making one local in particular is going to be making her professional debut, and then of course we have a local legend actually running the whole thing with Glacier. So that's going to be fun. Also, they're filming a movie.
It's part of a movie project, and they're going to be some of the actual live scenes at the event is going to, you know, be part of the movie coming up. And I don't know what I can't share the working title of the movie, but I don't know what the actual title is going to be, but it's, you know, they're going to start production on it pretty soon. And the event starts at 6 p.m.
doors open at 5 p.m. and, you know, it should last about 2.5 hours, and then going to be an after party for all the people that work the event and things like that. So it's going to be a fun night. Coach Pender, you think you could take a body slam?
I'm not taking one. I might give one, but I'm not taking one. They can try to body slam me. I'll get out of the way and reverse it.
And I hear one of our old fraternity brothers from Valdosta State College, where it's university when you were there, college when I was there.
Yes.
Chad Big Bank Barfield may be coming over here and making an appearance.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to see old Barfield. I haven't seen him since my college days. Actually, going back to like some of the homecoming games, I've seen him. But that guy is a character for sure. He is definitely funny if you ever listen to any of his podcasts.
Oh, you're going to see him. He'll be here. He's going to be here Saturday, and he's going to be word has it that he's going to be a he's not going to wrestle, but he's going to be managing some teams here that he's got under his influence now.
Oh, wow. That, I'll tell you what, he is a promoter now. He's very entertaining, and he will get your juices flowing. That's
for sure.
You ever
watch one of his live podcasts on social media, Coach?
I have.
They're good, aren't they?
They're funny. They are absolutely funny. And I hope you don't get offended easy, because he will offend you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. But I guess that's part of that's the grand design of it, I believe. So,
oh yeah.
Back to football, Coach. I know you take great pride in sending kids to the next level, and you had some kids last week. You know, Stetson Bennett, one of your quarterbacks from Pierce County, Warren McClendon Jr., one of your offensive linemen here at Brunswick. They both suited up for the University of Georgia last weekend. You had to take great pride in that.
Oh, yeah. You got two guys on a major Division I team, and they get the play. Yeah. That's definitely took a lot of pride in that. You know, Warren McClendon, what a great kid getting the opportunity to get out there as a true freshman. Got out there and played. He got a lot of snaps in, and he did really well. But we know he's going to do well, and I was very, very excited about Warren. And then Stetson Bennett, man, watching a kid grow up. I've known him since he was in kindergarten. Watching that kid grow up, and he's a diehard Georgia Bulldog fan, and it's always been his dream to not just come out of the hedges in a Georgia Bulldog uniform, but actually to line up and play quarterback. And he actually got to see his dreams come true. And while he was doing it, I mean, he throws two touchdown passes, he runs one in, he's doing a great job. I'm very, very proud of him. I can't say enough about it. And you know, watching him brought, you know, tears of joy to my eyes watching him go out there and perform, and got to talk to him a little bit after the game, and just how excited he was about it.
You shared with me a text he sent you Sunday. Man, he thinks an awful lot of you, Coach.
No, he's a great guy. He's someone that I'm very, very fortunate I had a chance to mentor going through his younger football career.
Coach, I know you were born in the Miami area. Yeah. You're a Dolphin fan. You're a Hurricane fan. Coach, what's going on in South Florida?
I tell you what, now, talk about the Dolphins. Goodness gracious. I've never heard ESPN's talk before they even played their first game, how they're already ready to have the number one draft pick for the next year. So that doesn't suit well for my Dolphins for 2019, for sure. But, you know, it is what it is. I'll still support them, even though their debut looked very, very, very embarrassing. But it is what it is. And then, of course, my Hurricanes, they're 0-2 right now.
I haven't started 0-2, Coach, since 1978. I saw that stat this morning.
But I don't think they're a bad football team. I mean, they played two decently tough teams. I mean, right now, University of Miami is obviously not a top 25 team. But the program, I do think, is on the right track to becoming a top 25 team again really, really shortly. And then you know, once they get that going, maybe we can get back into the top 10 and then start, you know, being the Hurricanes of old.
There you go. Any last comments, Coach, about McIntosh Friday night?
No, come out. It's going to be an exciting game. You're going to see two teams that are way They're very much improved from a year ago, and you're going to see us get after it. We know each other extremely well as far as the kids in the community. Some of these kids are related to each other, and it's going to be fun atmosphere, and it's going to be fun that, again, McIntosh is 20 minutes up the road, if that far, and it's going to be a fun event, and hopefully we get to see some really good football.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates!
See you next week.